Hello, everybody. Hope Savara here, Mother Trucker Yoga with Chrome and Steel Radio, and you are listening to a Daily Dose of Hope, the Friday edition again. So I'm trying to make a good commitment to all y'all to come on and say hi and to share some hope, some inspiration, some thoughts, some health tips every single week. And sometimes I have workshops that last all day, and that means I can't come to you guys live. And Facebook does not always like recorded shows and doesn't want them to update, so that's kind of annoying. But if you're just tuning in, let me know where you're tuning in from. Thank you so much for coming and listening. It's Friday. What day is it? I gotta look at my calendar. It's the 7th of February. And that means for some people it's the weekend. For many drivers, that doesn't really matter. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for tuning in. And I've had some drivers ask on Instagram and Facebook and some private messages, what can I do for immune boosting while driving over the road? And I thought that's a really great question. I travel myself quite a bit, and obviously moving to different altitudes, going to different time zones, different temperatures, you name it, and just living on the road is really, really hard on the immune system. And it's super important to try to build that aspect up of the self so that you're not sick when you need to get shit done. So I have a couple of tips that I want to share with you that may work for you or may be of some interest. I'm at home, unfortunately. I like the at home and unfortunately put together in the same sentence. So I know I saw about your truck breaking down, Rebecca. I'm so sorry to hear that. Hopefully they can fix it quickly. But in the meantime, you get to spend some time with your beautiful grandbaby, which has got to be at least a good win, or hopefully you're in the area that you can give that little one a little snuggle. So good morning. We're talking about a couple things this morning. We're talking about building immunity while living on the road. We're talking about some mats updates because my goodness, it's right around the corner. I tend to procrastinate, and I'm really trying hard in 2020 to be more organized and not even more organized, but be more on top of things because I have a tendency to think, oh, I have more time. And I really don't have more time, so I'm really trying to work hard on that. And we're also talking about eating healthy on the road or some healthy tips, and also some opportunities at TA Petro to get your fitness and health on. That's actually happening next Tuesday. So let's kick it off and let's start talking about immune system. So obviously, I don't know for you, but in my area, the flu is like running rampant. It's everywhere. I have 3 kids, and I think one of the classes this week had 3 kids only in it. So it's really, really, really just kind of taking over. And we all have our beliefs and our thoughts about how to practice self-care and what to take when we're sick. And I'm not gonna get into that because you gotta do what you gotta do. Hey, Robert. Hey, Jess. Good morning. But I am a fan of, if I can find something more all natural, food-based, nature-based, I'm gonna try that first, because sometimes we do need antibiotics. Sometimes we do need emergency medicine. Sometimes we do need that over the counter to kick the sinus infection so you can lay down and not feel like your head is gonna explode. But I wanted to show you a couple of things that you may find are helpful and maybe wanna try to help stay a little bit healthier during this kind of cold and flu transition. Which, if you haven't heard, Phil from Punxsutawney said, we are having an early spring, my friends. So I am holding that darn groundhog to it, and I am gonna find him if we don't have an early spring. Because I love winter, but I only love winter when it's winter time. Okay, so what can you do over the road, in your truck, on a daily basis, or at least during cold and flu season, to help stay healthy? Now, first things first, I know this might seem obvious, or maybe it's not obvious, drink water. Yes, my friends, your body is made up of more than 60% water. That means you need to drink water in order for your organs to work properly. And your organs play a role in your immune system. When they need more energy to do what they're supposed to do, guess what your body does? It pulls that energy, it pulls that nutrition from areas that your body needs to do basic daily things to make sure your liver is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Your kidneys are filtering. Your gallbladder is filtering. Your stomach is digesting. All of that energy now is being pulled to different areas. So I know that might not seem like some really rocket science suggestion, but water is everywhere. One of my driver friends, Craig Daniels, he actually travels with a Brita pitcher. So he actually has something to filter his water. He has like big 5 gallon, like the square travel ones, like roped in on the side of his cab so that he has access to clean water and doesn't have to buy it by the bottle, which we all know that our landfills are thankful for that as well. So I'm a big believer that there is always a way. So you don't get to use with me the idea of that's too difficult, I can't do that, because my Lanta, I have seen now dozens and dozens of drivers' trucks. They have sent me private messages via Instagram, Facebook, and email, just showing me what they've done inside their rig to make it work. So I'm here to tell you that we can make it work. We can do it. So first thing is water. Are you drinking enough water? Obviously you're driving, so it's not always ideal to drink half your body weight in ounces, or you'll be peeing all the time. And that, my friends, is an inconvenience. So what can you do? How can you drink water in a smart way? My suggestion is always the second that you get up, get 8 to 10 ounces of water in your body immediately. That way, by the time you get everything checked, you get changed, you brush your teeth, please brush your teeth, you do all of those things, you're gonna have to go to the bathroom. You're gonna move that 8 to 10 ounces of water out of you, and then you can start your morning. And when you know you're gonna stop, whether it's for fuel or your break or whatever it is, an hour before, start drinking water again. 8 to 10 ounces minimal. So now, by the time you had that first break, you already have 20 ounces of water in, which is at least a water bottle, maybe two, depending. So we just need to be smart about what we're when we're drinking water, but when we're dehydrated, we get sick a lot quicker. So try to stay hydrated. Try to find those pockets within the day to be drinking more water. If you're drinking flavored water, just make sure you look at the back of the water bottle and make sure it's not loaded with sugar. Make sure it's a natural flavoring. Make sure it doesn't add extra carbs, extra sugar, extra junk, extra chemicals, because now you're drinking a chemical shitstorm disguised as water, and that's just as hard on your body as not drinking water at all. So that's my first tip. My second tip is maybe something you haven't ever thought about before, but this could be something that maybe you consider investing in. You'd want to order it because it can be hard to find, but maybe you can order it and have it shipped to your house so the next time you stop home, you can pick it up. And that is colloidal silver. So this is a really big bottle of it. You can buy it actually in little teeny bottles because you don't need a lot that have droppers. I actually pour this into a little one. It tastes like water. Okay, it tastes like nothing. It's tasteless. And what it is it's silver enhanced water. Bill Weaver, actually on a phone call 2 weeks ago, we were chatting, and he shared this story with me because we were talking about buying gold and silver and investments and whatnot. And he's like, do you know the story of born with a silver spoon in your mouth? And I said, I don't think so. Like, we all assume that it means you're born rich or born into money, but actually it's not true. Born with a silver spoon in your mouth, the whole idea behind that, because all of our silverware used to be all silver, was because silver builds immunity. Silver actually helps keep you healthy. And so some of the benefits to colloidal silver is it's often used in wound healing, like directly topically used in wound healing. It's also helped to get rid of colds faster. You can use it during cold and flu season. You can use it while you are sick. And you're probably wondering, how do you use it? I mean, do you just drink it by the bottle? Not exactly. I actually add this to my water. I just take a dropper, because you can buy it in little bottles, and then I just save that little bottle and I buy another one. And I squeeze it like 2 droppers in my water. I do the same thing for my kids because every day I am sending them into an infectious disease building full of kids that don't wash their hands and are sneezing all over and are coming with germs. I don't know what the heck they have going on. So please don't send me an email about that. I'm totally joking, but actually it was very true. So I want to make sure I'm helping their immune system the best that I can, which the same goes for you drivers. I mean, you're coming into a truck stop that, I mean, some of them are very clean, but sometimes it's like, I don't know if I want to touch that. And the bathrooms are also often clean, but what about the handle on the fridge that you're opening to get your juice, soda, water, whatever it is? Like, when is the last time that was wiped down? So just these little things to think about, that we're constantly coming in contact with germs and gross, disgusting stuff, and if our immune system is compromised, we are going to feel it. So colloidal silver is a really great way, and you don't need a lot. Like, I bought this bottle, it's like to the line right now. I bought this bottle like 2 months ago. Like, it lasts a really long time. And I just put, you know, 1 to 2 droppers in my water every single morning just to build immunity. And I typically only use it during cold and flu season, and it doesn't go bad. It's in a dark amber bottle. I store it in a cool, dark place. I use it when I need it, when my kids need it, and then otherwise, I kind of leave it as is. It's also great for wound healing. You cut yourself, something happens while you're on the road. Guess what, my friends? Take that colloidal silver and put that on the wound. It will help prevent infection. So I like things that are multi-purpose. So that might be something that you want to look into. There are various brands. This is just the brand that I use, but you can use anything. So just a thought, if you're looking for something that's not over the counter and not made in a laboratory, that might be something that you want to think about. The second thing that I really, really like doing, and maybe some of you have heard me talk about this before, my mental past is not that great. I struggled with addiction for a long time. I struggle with depression occasionally, anxiety. They're all things I've worked through, and I never wanted to take medication for them, but I knew that I need support. And so this is a double. This is a double dipper, okay? You get mental health support, you get brain support, and you get immune support at the same time. And that's taking bee pollen. So it's like a big bag, a big bottle like this. And you can actually buy it like in bulk in like big bags as well. It just needs to be stored in a cool place. So store it somewhere outside your truck. I don't know, like just keep it in your fridge if you can, or don't put it by the heater. don't put it by the heater inside your truck if you feel like your fridge is really full. But bee pollen, okay, this is the brand that I use, but there's lots of brands. I just like to look for a brand that, one, has a big bottle that I can buy, because you can get it in little ones. But bees have forever been a great way to boost immunity. You can do all sorts of things with bee products. There now are bee products that you can use that are for topical salves. You can take them as supplements. You could just do honey and take honey in. Honey is a great way to build immunity. But I really like the bee pollen granules because it's in its most original source. And be careful if you take honey, because some honeys are heated. And the second that you heat honey, it changes the molecular structure. So similar to milk, if you don't buy raw milk, milk is actually heated to a high temperature. And although they're trying to kill the bad bacteria, they're also killing the good bacteria. So heating has a purpose, but sometimes in the heating process, we also kill the good stuff too. And so the same thing can happen with honey. So if you are a honey connoisseur and you use it for health benefits, make sure your honey is raw. Make sure your honey, if it is cut, is at a low temperature, and it'll usually say that on the label if it is. So if it doesn't, you know that it probably is. But what are the benefits? Let me just adjust this here. Okay, so what are the benefits of taking bee pollen granules? I'll actually open this up for you. Let's see if we can see in there. That's literally what it looks like. So for me, because I know I need to take care of my mental health, and it's easy for me to kind of go like this, especially in the winter. I live in Wisconsin. It's dreary. It can be dreary 3 months in a row and never have real, like, actual sunlight. And that really affects me mentally. And I find that then I start kind of going, rawr. So I need all the support that I can get. And it doubles as an immune builder. So what is it doing for us? It is loaded with B vitamins. It is loaded with B vitamins in their most original source. So instead of taking a B supplement that we don't know how it's been broken down and put back together, what chemicals are in it, like how it's been extracted and all that stuff, just take a real source of B. Like, just take it straight from the bee. Like, I can't think of anything better than that, than taking it right from the bee. But it boosts liver function, which is really, really great. I just take one big tablespoon in the morning and I put it in my mouth and I just kind of let it melt. Because it is, it's not smooth, but it's not like chocolate like it melts, but I just kind of let the granules kind of soften. If you would think like cotton candy, how it kind of softens in your mouth, that's kind of what the bee granules do. And they really taste like, I think they taste like nothing. And then I just chew them and I swallow them and I go on with my day. You could do that and then drink your 8 to 10 ounces of water. They work as an antioxidant. And if you don't know a lot about antioxidants, antioxidants are going to also help with your immune system. They're going to help fight free radicals, which is all the stuff in the air that's impacting your skin, your body, your health, everything. They work as a dietary supplement. They help ease for menopause for women, which is a huge bonus. They help reduce stress, which is partly why I take them. But they're also, again, speeding up healing and boosting immunity. So how can I take this? This brand is Life Production Energy, and it's fresh bee pollen granules. It's a multivitamin, mineral, amino acids, fatty acids, enzymes, and more. So it's going to be good for digestion as well. And I take 2 big tablespoons a day. If I'm really feeling stressed, I take more. I do a lot of just intuitive, okay, I feel like I need that. But this is a non-negotiable for me. And this is part of my immune system boosting. But if you struggle with any type of mental health, depression, anxiety, sleep, stress, really, 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 really consider bee pollen. It's not that expensive. It's a big bottle. You can actually buy it in bulk. Google wholesale or bulk bee pollen. The Frontier Co-op, Frontier Co-op online, you can buy it in big bags, and then I just store it in my freezer, so you could actually like store it at home, and then when you need it, just refill. But these are things that I hopefully help will maybe just give you that extra little boost. Airborne, you can actually just buy it at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS. It is a really great thing you can add to your water. It's super inexpensive, and it's actually a really great over-the-counter product. That is an awesome, awesome non-negotiable. So if you're already adding flavor to your water, why don't you add flavor that actually does something for you? So start reading the labels on those flavor packets and try to find some that have vitamin C. Try to have some that have B vitamins. Try to find some that have electrolytes. These are all things that can really make a big difference in your immunity and really help you kind of just get over that hump. Because I know you don't always have access to the best things, and I'm trying with all my resources to get better things in the truck stop, but you and I know that that does not happen overnight. It took me almost a year to get some fitness and wellness seminars, opportunities, workshops, information at the TA Petros, and so that's where I'm going to be next Tuesday, kicking off the Stay Fit Days for TA Petro. Thank you so much for allowing myself and Mother Trucker Yoga to come into your truck stops and meet with you all. Like, I'm in it for the long run for you guys. I want you to succeed. I want you to be healthy. I am rooting for you, but you got to meet me halfway. So if you're willing to meet me halfway and like, you know what, Hope, I'm willing to talk with you and see what I could maybe improve in my diet. I'm willing to spend 5 minutes twice a day doing a simple exercise. I'm willing to drink more water. How do I do that? Help me. If you're willing to meet me halfway, I will walk with you as far as you want to go. So where can you come and hang out with me? Wilmington, Illinois at the Petro Tuesday next week, February 11th. And I'm going to be there from 9 a.m. all the way till 7 p.m. In the morning, I have a workshop, a one-hour workshop. You can come and hang out and listen at 10 a.m. That's Central Time, I believe. And then 4:30 p.m. But if you can't make that, no worries, because I'm going to be hanging out all day. I'll have a table. We can shop the truck stop to help you find some healthy options. I'll have some exercise tips. We're going to give away some goodie bags from TA for all the drivers. and I will have some extra little goodies in there for you and some tips on how to utilize some of those fitness tools so that you can be working out on the truck. Like, we got to start somewhere. Hey, good morning, Travis. Good morning. So we got to start somewhere. So please come say hi to me in Wilmington, Illinois on Tuesday, February 11th. If you want to plan ahead, I try to be a plan aheader person. That's a new verbiage. I'm just looking at my calendar here. March 3rd, I'm going to be at the TA in Vegas. And March 17th, I'm going to be at the TA in Ontario, California. So you have some opportunities to come and say hi, hang out with me. We can do as much or as little as you want. If you just want to, whatever, I'm going to be there. So we are trying to make efforts, and we're trying to work with some of the people that can have some influence and can make some changes. My next step is to start to get some additional healthy foods, beverages at the truck stops. I can't change things in a day, but the great thing is the conversation has started. So what would you like to see at a truck stop? What beverages, what healthy foods would you like to see there as options for you? I can't get rid of the Burger Kings and the Taco Bells and the all that other stuff, but maybe we can get some other healthier options in there for you, which can make all the difference. Which leads to my second point, or actually my third point about immunity, is gut health. If your gut is not healthy, if the pH in your body is not balanced, if you are below 6.9, 7.2, above 6.4, you are out of balance. You need to be in an alkaline state in order for your immune system to be working optimally. Disease cannot live in an alkaline body. So cancer, candida, sickness, all of that. If your pH is off, your body is more susceptible. Fix your pH, and you've just boosted your immune system, your health, your vitality, your wellness 10 times more than you were before. So how can I test my pH? I should have brought them down here. I don't think I have. Oh, maybe I do. Let me look. Hold on, my friends. Let's look. I don't think I got one down here. Okay. I thought maybe I had some pH strips down here, but I don't. You can buy pH test strips, and you can test your saliva, you can test your urine, and it'll tell you. There's colors on there. It'll tell you how alkaline or acidic you are. If you're acidic, we gotta change that. Drinking more water, eating more fruits and vegetables, staying away from processed foods, a really, really heavy diet with meat is making your body more acidic. Not saying that you shouldn't eat meat. I'm just saying you gotta balance it out. So these things are all leading you down that path of sickness on some degree. So we want to definitely look at that. You can actually just Google that, how to test my pH, the science behind that is a science. What do you think they're doing at the doctor's office as well? They're also testing your pH. I wish they would tell you about that, but they don't. because it's sick care, not wellness care, but that for another conversation. Okay, so that's what I have to say about wellness, immunity. If you have questions about that and you want to know more, where can you get products? What other options are out there? Like I said, Airborne is so cheap. It comes in a little like container, and it's just little tablets that you just plop in your water. They taste like orange and citrus, and I think they have berry now. So cheap. Buy a crap load of those and put those in your water. It could maybe supplement the juice or the sweet tea, or the orange soda that you're drinking. I know some of them give a fizzy flavor, so if you like soda, now you have an alternative, but that could be an option for you. Check out Colloidal Silver. I can put some links in this video if that's helpful, if you're just like, Hope, show me exactly what I should get. And bee pollen, okay? Those are two really easy, simple things, like changes that don't actually have to make you make changes in your life. I kind of like those things. but it's a good step in the right direction, especially if you're constantly feeling sick, worn out, dreary, anxious, just mental health kind of stuff too. The bee pollen is like definitely one of my non-negotiables. I actually stick some in a Ziploc bag when I travel, like do air travel and flying. I stick it in a Ziploc bag and I carry it with me. But obviously you can just carry a big old bag or container in your truck. Okay, remember, next Tuesday, Wilmington, Illinois, I'm at the Petro from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come say hi to me. I'd love to check out your rig. I'd love to give you some health ideas, some fitness tips. Yes, please give us some links. Absolutely. So I will upload those links. I will grab those and put those in the video so you can grab those. Super, super easy things you guys can do. Please, please, please do at least one of them. And that will dramatically help you living over the road. And also just my other little tip is ditch the Purell. Ditch the hand sanitizers. I actually don't let my kids use hand sanitizer at school. They have them on like the wall of every single room. Because what hand sanitizer does is it kills the bad bacteria, which is really good, but it also kills the good bacteria. So now that your hands are free of bad bacteria, which is great, because now it's like, oh, I'm not gonna make myself sick. I'm eating, that's great. The second you touch a door handle, the second you touch the bathroom stall, the toilet flusher, you open the door at the truck stop to get your water or your juice or your beverage, the second you shake somebody's hand or touch anything, your immune system is now compromised because you don't have good bacteria on your hands to protect you. So if you're gonna use a hand sanitizer, try to find ones that are not alcohol-based because it really dries out your hands. And it really strips away the good bacteria. Try to find ones that maybe are a little bit more natural. I really like, where is it? Do I have it down here? I might have gave it to my kids. Oh, no, I do. Okay. I really, 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 really like, this is not, like, I'm not selling product here, you guys. I really like Thieves, or doTERRA has On Guard. There's some other brands out there, that's fine. But it's gonna help build up the good bacteria and get rid of the bad bacteria at the same time. And so that's just really, really important. So I really like this. I just have this in my hand. It's a spray, it's really easy, or soap and water. Soap and water works really great as well. That whole concept of a bar soap is really, really good. So just please wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. That is also my public service announcement for the day. But that's another thing, is make sure if you are using hand sanitizers, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but do your research because they're not as great as you think you are. I always think about like every nurse I know, they're always sick. Granted, they're around sick people, but if that hand sanitizer stuff on the wall with the foamy stuff worked as good as it should, shouldn't they be healthier? Like, shouldn't they not be getting sick all the time? So just my thought, you know, no, there's no disrespect to nurses. I have so many friends that are nurses and they are amazing, but just my two cents, my food for thought. Okay, finally, Matt's. Matt's is around the corner. Who is coming to Matt's? Mother Trucker Yoga, myself, my team will be there this year. We'll be in the West Wing again. Chrome and Steel Radio will have a booth. We're super excited to be there and to hang out with y'all. I will be out every single morning in the main lobby with Trucker Tax Solutions and the Henneth booth, doing a little yoga every single morning to get you started. You can, in my world, wash your ass. Oh, yes, Robert, I totally agree. But you can join me every single morning out in the main lobby for a little yoga. Like, I'm not gonna make you do weird stuff. I'm gonna show you easy stretches because even being at a truck show all day for 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, like your feet and back hurt by the end of the day. I'm gonna show you some things that you can do discreetly and very easily to help you get through that weekend, and things that you can easily bring back into your truck to help you feel better wherever you are. So join me every single morning out in the main lobby at the Henneth booth and Trucker Tax Tools, and I will be doing a little yoga, and then I will be there through the day at least once. We kind of have an open schedule, so you might hear me, you might not. And then also, come say hi to me over at the Road Pro booth. I will be there every single day. I don't have my schedule in front of me, but if you want to know when I'm going to be there, let me know, and I will definitely definitely have that posted as we get closer. We'll be doing maybe some yoga, and I'll be there to answer questions and just support Road Pro and Break Time and all the amazing things that the Road Pro family of brands is doing for drivers. I love working with them. Kim over at Road Pro, Shannon, all of you guys, you're absolutely amazing. Thank you for everything that you do. I think Robert Green, I think actually we're working the Road Pro booth together at least, I think Saturday, maybe Friday. So that'll be really fun. So come say hi to Robert and I, and we will have a good time. If there's something else that you'd love to see at Matt's, if you'd like us to be involved in some way, either Chrome and Steel Radio or Mother Trucker Yoga, hit us up and let us know. My mission, my goal is to help truck drivers everywhere feel better wherever with simple, easy solutions that you can do starting today. All right, my friends, that's all I have for you on A Daily Dose of Hope, the Friday edition. If you felt like that this broadcast was helpful, you know what to do. Share out this broadcast. Show us the love. Facebook appreciates that. It helps other people see what we're doing at Chrome and Steel Radio. I want to thank the TA, Davy Crockett TA in Greenville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for being one of our biggest supporters. If you haven't checked out Bill Weaver's third album, third CD called Number 3, very original, Bill, you always surprise us. Please check it out. Please purchase it. Please support him. Without people like Bill and so many of you all, the trucking industry would just be a little bit less happy. So thank you all so much for whatever it is that you do. We appreciate you in so much ways. And share out this broadcast. Come say hi to us at the Petro in Wilmington, Illinois next Tuesday, February 11th between 9 and 7. Say hi. Maybe I'll give some prizes away if you actually come and see me. I think maybe we'll have to give away some pretty cool giveaways. And make sure you plan your trip to Matt's so that you can hang out with us all weekend now. All right. From my heart to yours, we love you guys. Keep on trucking. Keep doing what you do, because without all of you, America wouldn't be as great as it is. Bye, my friends.